Good morning. It's Thursday, February 18th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DEC yesterday announced 655 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 50 additional confirmed deaths. The test-over-test positive rate was at 9.1%. Vaccine data from South Carolina DEC shows a demographic disparity among those getting the COVID-19 vaccine. According to the agency, about 60% of vaccine recipients have been women. State epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell said that's because right now, more women have been eligible to get it.
More women than men were actually eligible to receive vaccines because they make up a greater number of the healthcare workers and a larger population of long-term facility residents.
Phase 1A of the state's vaccine plan designates healthcare workers and long-term care residents among those eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine. To date, more than 536,000 South Carolina residents have been vaccinated. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is not expected to waste any time in signing the fetal heartbeat abortion bill into law. The bill, which will ban most abortions in the state, was approved by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives yesterday. The bill has already been passed by the state Senate. The new law will make it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion if a baby's fetal heartbeat can be detected, which usually occurs around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Ann Warner, CEO of WREN, Women's Rights Empowerment Network, says restrictive abortion laws like the fetal heartbeat bill won't stop abortions in the state.
Legal restrictions on abortion don't stop abortions. People will continue to seek abortion care. They will either go somewhere else where abortion is legal, people with means will do that, or they will resort to unsafe measures if they can't.
The heartbeat bill had the strong support of the Republican leadership in the House, as well as numerous religious pro-life groups. Duke Energy yesterday warned that about 1 million of its customers could be without power as the Carolinas brace for freezing temperatures and possible snow and ice accumulation. The Rock Hill Herald reports the utility says some of those outages could last several days. A now former deputy has been accused of stealing thousands of dollars in benefits through false unemployment claims he filed while working for the Newberry County Sheriff's Office. The 49-year-old man was booked to the Newberry County Detention Center Tuesday. The arrest warrant in the case states that the former deputy received around $3,500 in unemployment benefits, despite working full-time as a deputy and as a part-time employee of the Newberry County School District. Today kicks off the South Carolina School Board Association's annual four-day convention in Hilton Head. The Post and Courier newspaper reports that about 300 school board members and superintendents from across the state will be in attendance. On the heels of the state opening vaccines to educators to help expedite the opening of South Carolina schools full-time, they're now navigating hosting their face-to-face educational conference. Mask mandates, temperature screenings, and social distancing will be in place, but hall exhibits have been eliminated. As expected, the State House of Representatives yesterday approved a bill that will ban most abortions in the state. The House vote was 79-36, mostly along party lines, with Republicans strongly supporting the measure. The House action clears the way for the fetal heartbeat bill to become law soon, since the bill has already been approved by the Senate. And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has said he is anxious to sign it into law. Dave Wilson, president of the Palmetto Family Council, says for the first time, state law will say when life begins, and that is when a baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
The doctor doesn't pull out a stethoscope to check and see whether or not your liver is functioning. He pulls out the stethoscope to see, is that heart beating? When that heart is beating, it is a clear scientific definition of life. All we're doing now with this is codifying it into state law so that laws can be built from that say a heartbeat is a sign of life.
Most Democrats in the House oppose the heartbeat bill. Maintaining a new law would almost certainly be found to be unconstitutional in federal court. The national price of a gallon of gas is up 19 cents since last month, now at $2.58. According to AAA Carolinas, the price here in South Carolina is at $2.34, up 18 cents from last month. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.